the shooting at an LGBTQ club in Orlando, Florida over the weekend shocked the world, hitting especially hard here in the Bay Area. Last night, thousands gathered in San Francisco's Castro District to mourn.
Thank you for standing bravely with Orlando, with our community, and with people around the world whose hearts break open with grief tonight.
That is why, my brothers and sisters, here and now, in the spirit of Harvey Milk, we shine our light to guide this path towards healing.
Hatred will not drive out hatred. Darkness will not drive out darkness. And as Martin Luther King has always taught us, only love can drive out hatred and darkness.
Across the bay at Oakland City Hall, organizers of Oakland Pride convened a community vigil.
For many families in Florida, they were not aware that their sons were in the club last night. As you may know, we Latinos are very hard with our gay men. Latinos are very afraid to come out of their closet, in fear to lose their community and their families, in fear to lose their loved ones. Some of these men were undocumented, so their families may not be able to come and support them or be present for them or be able to bury them. It is hard to be a minority within a minority.
It was once upon a time that I was told, and this was before my time, that in our clubs we used to black out the windows so that people wouldn't see who was going in and who was going out. We used the back door. We are not using the goddamn back door anymore.
Those were the voices of Alejandra Gavila and Amber Todd. They were joined by Yvette Flunder, presiding bishop at the City of Refuge United Church of Christ in San Francisco.
And we are survivors. If you are a survivor, would you tell somebody, I'm a survivor? There's a song that I love. It's not a song of the church. It's a good secular song. It says, once I was afraid, I was petrified. But I made a decision that I'll no longer be afraid and I'll no longer be petrified. Because we are survivors. We have survived murders, evictions. We've been disfellowshipped by religion. We've lost our jobs. Yeah. We had a woefully slow response to AIDS. Yeah. Once we were afraid, and we were petrified, but we survived. Tell somebody on the other side, I survived. And now we need in government, in business, in service, and in faith. And to the members of our community that are leaving the fight, let me say it again, to the members of our community that are leaving the fight to the rest of us. Just this, my beloved. Ain't no down low justice workers. We're in it to win it, and we have to do it together. We will have to show up for one another. And so we will continue to fight for a world without racism, a fair justice system, equality for all. Hatred killed many of our LGBT family. But pain and loss makes us stronger. Can I give you my personal testimony? Yes. The more I have struggled, the stronger I have become. Yes. And I declare that if you can be strong in religion, you can be strong anywhere. One more thing. Killing the messengers only makes the message greater. Yes. When Martin Luther King was killed, somebody thought that when you kill the messenger, you kill the message. That was a huge mistake because the message got greater and greater and greater. So here's my word to you. Go to all the pride parades here and wear your stuff and make your voice loud and declare that we shall not be moved. I will survive. Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? I will survive. Tell somebody else, I will. We will. God bless you, Ms. Martin.
That was Presiding Bishop Yvette Flunder of the City of Refuge United Church in San Francisco. She spoke last night at a vigil outside Oakland City Hall. The sounds and voices you heard were recorded by KALW's Allison Levitsky and Susan Pollard of the Bay Area News Group. If you'd like to share your thoughts, please do at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.